Our guest on our program today is BJ McGinn. Are ready for the title? Here it comes. Okay, I've been practicing. Interim Executive Campus Dean, DMAC Boone Campus, and your Athletic Director.
Morning, Jim. Happy to be here this morning. Beautiful day outside.
It is. We needed some sun. Got some rain, so your fields like that.
Yes, they do.
You don't have to keep it. Even though it was really dry, but they survived. Busy. This has been like, I keep thinking, you know, here we are getting close to the end of the semester. We are. We're a couple of weeks away, early part of December. But, man, it's been busy. You've been really busy with a lot of things out there.
We certainly have, and that's in all aspects and all areas of the campus and the college. And I'm sure you'll touch on a lot of these different things we've got going on today. But it's just been we were off air earlier. We're just kind of going through the calendar, and I'm kind of looking at things. So we have something on this date. We have something on that date.
I've got a couple of things this day.
We've got a parade coming up on the 5th that we're going to participate in. We've got different athletic events going on. We've added some programs. We've added some events that we're going to be hosting moving forward throughout the rest of the year.
So. And students are charging forward. And the cafe is really rolling.
Yeah, no, the cafe's doing a really good job. Alice Urban, her staff have been great this term. You know, we've kind of adjusted some things that we had done, and she's done a good job of leading that. And I feel like we've really picked up some foot traffic, certainly not only just within our campus community with our students, faculty, and staff, but, you know, yesterday I'm walking down the hall and we've got 10 or 12 folks having coffee and grabbing a breakfast sandwich, in the morning, which is wonderful to see. We really want to promote that to the community. You know, don't be afraid to come out. You know, we've got different items on the menu. The prices are very, very reasonable. The service is fantastic. And, you know, you may run into somebody or meet somebody new, and that's an exciting piece of what we offer to the table.
One of the things this past week, I know it's been Veterans Week, and DMAC's always picked up a lot about veterans, especially the Ankeny campus has done a lot. We have had our own mission and leader here with Sean Taylor. He's really gets a lot of people involved and a lot of support for it as well. But he talked a little bit about his experiences being on active duty.
Sure, yeah. One of the things that we've done continuously is his 22 push-ups. Yeah. You know, they talk about 22 veterans commit suicide for whatever reason a day in our country. And so it's more of just bring awareness, mental health awareness, which is an item that we really focus on. I know that we've done a lot of that within some of our athletic teams, as well as offering some counseling services just in general. And I think that that's very important to really, we've really taken focus, if you will, on mental health.
Making sure we don't miss it. Don't let it go.
Correct. We want to make sure that, you know, and Sean had a great comment in his speech. You know, he's interacting with one of his former students, and he was always happy-go-lucky, what have you. And then he kind of got to the line where he was just kind of didn't know what direction things were going to go, and he was contemplating, making that a decision of a suicide situation, and just being able to have those conversations and talk through some of that stuff helped the young man and get him, you know, kind of back on track, if you will, and be there as a support system. And so that's very important. Those are things that we really pay a lot of attention to. I know Aaron Newman and Lori Zahn have done some of those programs with some of our women's teams. Certainly looking at getting involved with other programs on campus, not just athletics, but just, you know, in general, or clubs and organizations, because we really take that very seriously. We want to make sure that we're providing those services for our students.
We got to go back to the 22 push-ups. Best group doing the push-ups? Girls softball?
We had quite the room filled. The quarter center was full, and they do those military push-ups, right? So it's up, down, one, right? And so when the first or two or three of those went, everybody was kind of looking around, we got to do 22 of these things? In any event, we had a great turnout. All the T-shirts that Sean provides that a lot of our programs contribute and donate to provide those for the students and the faculty and the staff, and it's just really neat to see. I know it was in President Denson's Friday morning message today, and there's a nice picture. Nancy Woods took a little video of everybody smiling and kind of being goofy, which was neat yesterday, but it was neat to be a part of it. But again, it's just another one of those things that we do here that makes us unique.
See, you're not required. You are not required to.
I looked at the ground and I looked back up and I said, no.
No. been a while since. We got enough doing picking up kids and stuff like that.
That's very true. I'll get the 20-pound dumbbells out and do about 3 reps of 10, but that's about the extent of my push-up duty these days. So,
well, also this, I mean, you know, we talked about it in the past, you know, the cross-country teams that were headed off. What a great showing, Nationals.
Yeah, just remarkable. Actually, they show that live. And so I got up and watched it with my kids Saturday morning. The women ran at 8:30 our time, so 9:30 on the East Coast, because they ran in Richmond, Virginia. And they actually do it with a drone. So it's kind of...
You get to follow along.
Yeah, they just play like AC/DC Thunderstruck for like 25 minutes, you know, or whatever. So they're just playing music because you can't really commentate. But it was kind of neat to watch that. So they just line them up, and you have like 200 runners just across the line, and it just funnels into down the chute. But it was really neat. But the women came away with a third place finish, excuse me, in the country, which was our highest place finish in history of our program. Walked away with two All-Americans, which is fantastic. And then on the men's side, they were actually the national runner up. And we had an All-American in that group as well. So second and third, I mean, you know.
For really just only the last few years, you've been working on building that
program. Yeah, and Michael Melcher, our head coach, has done a phenomenal job of making, you know, recruiting. I mean, he really spends a lot of time getting into high schools, getting to Drake Relays, getting to state track, getting up to state cross country, and really invests in that type of time. And then one of the other pieces that's really helped in our recruiting is that we have added the option to run open distance events for track and field in the spring. So now these student athletes can come back, and now they have essentially a second season to continue to develop, work on their craft. And you have to remember, half our team on both sides are returning next year. So, you know, the future is bright with those two programs. We're very excited about it, and we just want to continue to improve, represent DMAC, represent Boone, and certainly locally and regionally, but, you know, also on a national scale.
Yeah, that and be very good students as well, too. So we got that's going on. A couple other things. Okay, from this week, there were had two announcements coming out. What you added a dance team?
We did.
This does not include BJ Armani.
No, we will not be participating.
But you've already got somebody interested in.
We do. So we one of the things we wanted to do was try and add help with our enrollment, help with our credit count, help with occupancy and student housing. And so I had an inquiry this summer from our head coach, Kelsey Gillespie, who was named this week.
Yeah.
And she is the owner, operator of Gillespie Dance Academy that she runs. She danced at Iowa Central. She also, has the program, has experience getting teams to the state competitions as well as the national competitions, very familiar. She's hitting the ground running. You know, this announcement came out this past Tuesday, and she's already got one student ready to come to campus for a visit. And so, the goal for fall, because we want to start this in fall of 25, I mean, is to be at right around 12 dancers is what our goal is. And I think that's very feasible. And she's just hitting the ground running with recruiting now. I know that they have state competitions in December.
Yeah.
And so she'll spend some time down at those, recruiting some student athletes and getting them signed and getting a team in place for August 25.
All right. That's it. And we'll go. We'll schedule what events we have to. She's familiar with it, so I don't know, but I do know high school, they do. It's a pretty tough competition out there.
Yeah, no, it really is. It's pretty intense. You know, they work very, very hard. They spend a lot of time, you know, and we're going to be able to utilize. So we're going to actually utilize our new weight room because we have a lot of space in there, sure. And they have, you know, the mirrors because obviously in dance you want to see how your movements are and what have you, and so that's going to work out perfectly for practice space. But we're real excited about it. I know that she is really excited. I mean, she's already developing recruiting materials and she's working on. We're trying to manufacture some type of a logo for her sport.
Be good.
Yeah, well, we're excited about it. And it gives those young people too, if they want to continue with what they've done it, because dance is a very, very, obviously we know that from around here, right? We have dance studios and a long history of that. You know, it gives those students that, hey, maybe I want to try to do this for a year or two in college, after high school and continue it. And so it's going to provide that opportunity for those young people to do that.
Well, we knew it was going to come. We knew that. But the NJCAA made it official yesterday when they told the rest of the world, we're going to Boone for the D2 Women's Golf Inaugural National Tournament.
Yeah, that announcement came out yesterday morning around 10 o'clock Eastern time. Then we released it from our in-house media as well, but they had to do the official national releases on their website, social media, etc. That's just how that works when you're dealing with a national event. I've been working with Chris Blocker, Pat and Carol at Cedar Point Golf Club, as well as Corey Henson and his staff, and then certainly Chris Seabach is spearheading this, from a golf perspective, with the NJCAA and the coaching staffs throughout the country. Sure. And so that's kind of our team that we're going to set up to meet. But Chris is already working on the promotion side. Chris Blocker is already working on the promotional side of things, hotels.
And she ties in with Ames, Welcome to Ames, and the groups over there that because working through Farm Progress Show, they do the same thing. You have to collaborate when you have that many people coming. And this is going to draw a sizable crowd of people from across the country.
Yeah, no, it is going to. There'll be 15 teams that qualify as well as 15 individuals. Well, 15 times 6, 90. Then you add the 15. I mean, you're looking at 105 golfers, probably with some alternates, right? Because you always have that as well. Each one of them, I mean, this is a national meet, so you're going to have relatives and mom, dad,
coaches,
grandpa, coaches, recruiting,
administrators.
Yeah, I mean, so you have four or five per player.
Yeah.
So I mean, you're going to be in that 500-600 plus range, of people coming out to see this, which is great for the community, great for the local option sales tax, great for the restaurants, great for the gas stations. Walmart's going to clean up on Gatorade and water, and Fairway will as well. So it's going to be a great thing to impact the community in a positive way. What an opportunity to showcase what we have here and on a national scale.
And it'll be May, mid part of May?
It'll be May 12th through the 16th.
We're looking at next year.
Yep. So Monday through Friday.
Okay.
So that's kind of the plan. But yeah, so they'll be here. We're also going to have a banquet that they traditionally have for all the players and their coaches to attend. It's where they do the Hall of Fame inductions for the National Women's Golf Hall of Fame. So that'll be going on as well. And so I know Chris is, right now we're working on a venue for that. So there's just a lot of moving parts, and I was talking to Corey the other day out at the golf course. So you also got to keep in mind that each one of these teams, they're going to be sending media from their respective towns.
Sure.
I mean, so we're gonna have to have a media room. We're gonna have pregame, postgame, me. I mean, there's gonna be a lot of pieces to this, but I feel very confident about our team that we put together already, and then it'll kind of spider web from there with subcommittees, etc. So we're gonna be looking for volunteers at some point, but right now it's kind of in the infancy stage. But we got a quick turnaround because it's gonna be in May. Mm-hmm. So
we do know that Girls Union has had a couple of their tournaments here too. So it's kind of, we're kind of familiar what we're going to be looking at. This just puts it at a much larger scale.
Yeah, no, that's correct. And the template's there, right? So that's another piece that we have, you know, to utilize at our disposal is kind of the ABCDs, and then we just kind of plug in the gaps and then expand it, just because it's, you know, you're getting into the collegiate realm as well as the national scene. So,
well, it's always one thing that I know they wanted to do out there was make it that quality of a course that they would be able to host things like this. So,
yeah, and it's,
and definitely.
Yeah.
Clemens have done that, and Corey has really worked at that too. So.
Yeah, no, that course, and he's, I mean, and he's real excited about it. I know that they spent a lot of time this fall, you know, prepping the course for spring in anticipation of this possibility. So it's a reality now, and we're ready to go.
Well, we're getting close to wrapping up this, but I did. There are a few other like huge things that are happening. Like, first of all, I wanted to go back to, because now we do have some of the numbers from our visit from Dan Gable, which was really an opportunity to raise some scholarship money to be used here in Boone.
Yeah, that was the mission, the goal of that night, that event, and kudos to our Boone Foundation Committee, Abby Howie Chair, for getting all of that kind of put together and getting all the extra hard work, being there early, setting up tables. I even learned how to put tablecloths on correctly, right?
We all learn things.
Right?
We're never too old,
that's
are
right,
we?
That's right. But the final numbers came through. We actually had a Boone Foundation Committee meeting yesterday morning, actually. Mm-hmm. And so numbers came through. We were at, I believe we netted. So after all the bills were paid and everything settled, we were at $21,500 we raised for scholarships for the Boone campus. So all of those scholarship dollars will stay right here at the DMAC Boone campus and be awarded to students that will attend here.
And we've got more coming all the time, too, because your numbers are looking. In fact, already this last week, I saw they were doing, come and set up your time to come in and register for spring. So, I mean, we're already in that process.
Yeah, we're right in the thick of spring registration. Stop on out, door number one, you know, and
just come on in.
Come right up to the counter and set up a time to meet with one of our advisors. They do a great job of sitting down, getting into the right guided pathway, figuring out what best suits the student, and then helping craft a schedule that they can get going and get in class, and we'd love to have you. So come on out. It's all hands on deck. Everybody's happy to help each other, and I think that's a big piece of our campus, is that there's just a real people friendly environment, if that makes any sense. You know, everybody's willing to chip in and help, and so help guide you where you need to go. And no questions, not a good question at all.
Well, one thing I figure will be interesting is, because many have not been back since the new addition, but we do have the big weekend this weekend. The Classic is going on, and Founders Club's back. And I mean, a lot of faces I can remember. Wait, many years. Orv was a lot younger then. And, you know, the people, the players that he had in at the time and things like, a lot of them are coming back.
Yeah, we do. You know, tonight kicks off the Classic. We've got a 5 o'clock game. NIAC will be playing Blackhawk Moline. And then at 7 o'clock, DMAC will play Grandview JV. And then tomorrow is kind of the big day. And a lot of these folks are trickling in tonight from different parts of the country, really, coming back for the event on Saturday. But Saturday, we'll have a 1 o'clock game, and that'll be NIAC will play Grandview. And then at 3 o'clock, we will play Blackhawk Moline, who is the head coach, actually, is Cannon Burridge, who played for me here. And then also
his assistant coach.
Yep, he was an assistant coach here after he got done playing at Texas San Antonio. Now he's the head coach bringing his team to his alma mater. So that's kind of a unique twist to the day. But then we'll have our Founders Day induction ceremony, which will be at halftime of the 3 o'clock game. Maggie Stone is going in. John Wassener is going in. Fred Griner is going in. Shelton Caldwell, who was our first two-time All-American, is going in as a player. player, and then we're also inducting the 01-02 Final Four men's basketball team. So Orv will be back for that, but a lot of those young men are coming back for that day, and then after the game that day, we'll have a list of reception out at Cedar Point Golf Course starting around 4:35 o'clock. So we'll have some food and just kind of share some stories and just kind of just spend some time together as a group. And all the former inductees were also invited back to be a part of it, because I think it's just a big part of building community, and that's what we really want to do with this event.
Yeah, for a lot of them that I remember back then, we went outside and walked across over here and stuff like that. A whole different Sheldon's going to look at that and go, where was this one?
It is interesting just to kind of see how the place has evolved, and there's been a lot of folks that have contributed to that, and so it's fun to see some of those folks that haven't been here in a while return and just kind of walk around and get to see things and again tell some of their stories to some of the younger players or just a lot of colleagues. We have some people coming back to surprise some of the other folks that are going in, and their families get to see them. So I think it's just a neat day for everybody involved, and it's just a really neat day to celebrate DMAC and the DMAC Boone campus.
Being able to do this too, I go back to when you started to set this up and stuff, and the support you had locally, because it was your local people that said, we want you to do this.
Yeah, and I think the biggest thing to remember, this is not just an athletic Hall of Fame. Yeah. It encompasses faculty members, community members, and of course our mm-hmm. athletes and student athletes, but people that have impacted young people in some way and played a major role in just our ability to continue to grow and improve, and we just want to recognize those people because we couldn't do it. It takes a village, right? And that's what we have, and we want to make sure that we recognize those folks the proper way.
I'm going to throw in a quick reminder again, if you're thinking about spring semester, go in door one, make contact. It's time to get set and ready to go.
Yep, come on out. We welcome everybody, and we would just love to have you be part of our group.
All right, BJ McKinn, thanks for joining us.
Hey, thanks, Jim. Always a pleasure to come down and appreciate, we all appreciate everything that KWBG does for DMAC.